Welcome to the Master's Plan Your Partner podcast, sponsored by Master's Plan Church Design and Construction, with headquarters in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We partner to build and renovate churches all over the United States with a trusted reputation and a proven process. Master's Plan is passionate about becoming your trusted partner. Now let's join our hosts, Rodney James and Miss Kim.
Welcome back to Master's Plan Your Partner podcast. My name is Kim Spence Mullen, and Rodney James and I are your hosts. Rodney is the founder and president of Master's Plan Church Design and Construction, based in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Let me go ahead and give you the website for you to jump on and get all the free material available, and also to set up a time to meet and talk with them, mpchurchdesignbuild.com. I learn something new every time we talk, every time we're talking about the timeline, and I know that Rodney's heart is, he has a love for you pastors that are listening. I encourage you, you're going to find a great partner through Master's Plan, but also the heart of a pastor who's been there, who's done that, who understands what it takes, and who God has given this timeline to also facilitate the idea that you can take the vision that He's put in your heart and make it a reality. And they will do their very best to walk along beside you in that process. And part of the process that we're talking about today is completing the design. So we've come through all the financial, the majority at least, of the financial portion. And now we're completing the design. And the last time you mentioned that sometimes that can be a 4 to 6 month process, just getting the design development and the construction documents put together.
Yes, as we've come through and started the design process now, we talked about last time kind of the two steps, design development, construction documents, and the church's involvement through that process, which is about anywhere from 4 to 6 month process normally, depending on the scope of the project. Mm-hmm. Today, I want to talk a little bit about what are the expectations from the church's side. What do you need to be prepared for as you transition into the full design process, complete the design? And so the first thing that I want to address is talking about this building team that we've talked about early on, assembling the right team, people with the right heart. You need to prepare that team, that they need to meet regularly. Because again, I said it last time, this is the time of 1,000 questions, right? We're going to ask every detail about the building, making sure that when we put these design documents together and they ultimately go out to be bid out, to make sure that we get the best pricing on everything, that we've got the right details in these plans, in these documents. So the first thing is, I say you need to prepare your team to meet regularly, but secondly, you need to prepare your team to make decisions. Mm-hmm. And so I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast we did on selecting the right building team, because in that we talk about the number of people that you should have on that team, and we talk about keeping that number like 3 to 5, because again, there have to be decision makers. We get 16, 18 people in a room. It's really difficult to make a decision on what color carpet we're going to have and what color paint we're going to have, and the whole process gets bogged down and time becomes money. And so be sure you prepare your team to meet, make decisions. But on the other hand, we want to keep the entire church engaged in the process. Mm-hmm. We've got this 6-month process. Many times we've come through the due diligence of feasibility, pastors cast the vision, we're in the capital fundraising process, and now we got 6 months of nothing happening. It seems, because all this work is behind the scenes. All this work is detailed drawings, details that are going into pages that'll help us put the building together. So how does a pastor keep the congregation involved during this process? Well, your partner needs to help you with that. Your partner should be providing you with the information that you can continue to put in front of your people. So for example, when we do these concept designs, we give a certain amount of information. We provide renderings, just like, for example, of the exterior of a new building. We don't go in and do all the interiors. And there's a purpose for that. The reason is, during this 6 months, I want to be able to feed pastor, hey, here's what the new gathering space is going to look like. Mm-hmm. We give him that rendering. So every 3 to 4 weeks, he's getting something new that he's sharing with the congregation who are in the capital campaign process, right? They've made a pledge. They're giving week by week as they come through this. And you don't ever want them to get to that point where they go, hey, what's going on with the building? We want to be proactive. Yes. We want to help pastor be proactive and say, hey, I've got something new to show you this week. Here's what the inside of the gathering space. Here's the children's check-in. Yeah. Here's what the kids' rooms are going to look like. Here's a picture of the new sanctuary and how amazing it's going to be. So you have all of these celebration points that are happening during that 4 to 6 month timeline. If your partner understands the value of casting that vision, again, continuing that vision casting over time. Mm-hmm. It's not, I say it this way, don't back the dump truck up and dump the whole load on day one, because everybody gets really excited no matter how much you show them. And if you show them everything on day one, for 6 months, you got to sit, you have nothing new to show them. So I encourage pastors, as we go through this design process, be sure you have a partner who can provide you models and renderings and animation and things like that, so that you can clearly be able to communicate and keep the whole entire congregation engaged in that process. And so in talking about what happens and those decisions that the team is going to make, you need a partner who's really guiding you through this process. What you don't want is somebody set a set of plans in front of you and say, tell me what you want on the floor. Tell me what door handle you want on this door. Somebody needs to lead you through that process. Here's what we put on the floor in these rooms typically, and here's why we do that, right? In a preschool room, there's certain finishes we want to put on the floor, certain finishes we want to put on cabinets and countertops, because there's all kinds of things that happen in those rooms that don't happen anywhere else, right? We eat snacks, or we use Play-Doh. We don't want Play-Doh on the carpet. So we need a room for those kind of activities and events. We change diapers in preschool rooms. So the surfaces in those rooms need to be very, very easily cleanable and able to keep sterile. So all of those things are really important details that you need to be guided through. Because if you say, what do you want? If you don't know, you don't know.
Right.
And so it's important to have a partner who guides you through that process, leads you, and helps you make the right decision about all these details, this plethora of questions that you're going to have to answer. And keep in mind, you need to have a partner who is an expert, who can guide you through this process, but always knowing that this is not their building, it's your building. It's your ministry. So it's important as they guide you that they do allow your input to help them as they design the details into the process.
How many times have you ever walked into a children's, having taught Sunday school before, I can tell you I've been in Sunday school children's rooms and I've thought, why did they put carpet in here with Play-Doh mashed into the carpet? You know, I mean, just things that again, we think are such simple, small details, but boy, can make all the difference for ministry. It goes back to the why.
That's right.
Why are we doing this? And if it's going to facilitate to make it easier on everybody that's involved with doing the ministry, then that's exactly the whole idea and why it's so valuable to have a partner like Master's Plan. So, okay, we have now, you're helping to guide the pastor, you're helping to on these decision making processes, and but then you're also saying to the pastor, now you've hired these people to do this, so now we have to trust
that
they're going to make the right decision.
It's having that right partner where you can, when we come in and we sit down and we say, this is what we would put on the floor normally and this is why we would do it. You have to trust their guidance to a certain extent. But again, it's still your building. So they need to be listening to your input, but you also need to trust their guidance and their process through it if they truly are a partner who understands ministry and are giving you the whys of what they're doing in the design process. We also want to make sure, you know, one of the things that happens in design so often, and we've talked about this before, it doesn't matter whether you're buying a car or you're building a house or you're building a church or a ministry building, right? Everybody says, well, if we're spending $30,000 on a car, it won't matter if we spend $33,000 and then it's $34,000. You know, put that option in. Same thing when we're building a house. Well, you know, we're building a $100,000 house. Why not go ahead and put the upgraded countertops and appliances, and all of a sudden now this $100,000 house is a $115,000 house. And then we have to go back and say, uh-oh, We only had $100,000 to build this house. Yeah. We were to design it to that budget. The same thing is true with ministry facilities. If we've come through this whole timeline process and we've determined how much money we can raise through the capital campaign process and done it correctly, we've talked to and interviewed lenders, determined what our lending capacity is. We've got this big bucket of money. We've taken out all the things that due diligence and feasibility told us to take out. We have X number of dollars left to design to. It is so critical. This is one of the things, if you hear me say anything in this podcast, hear me say this, you need a partner who will guard your budget as you go through the design process. Because this is where everybody says, well, if we're spending $3 million, what does it matter if we spend $3.2 million? Mm-hmm. Well, if you only have $3 million to spend, you can't build a $3.2 million building. Mm-hmm. And this is where many ministries get in trouble, because if you say to the architect, hey, I want to add a drive-through on the front of the building, it's $60,000, they'll design it. They'll draw it on there. But if nobody's saying, hey, wait a minute, we've already designed a $3 million. If I put that $60,000 drive-through on there, what are we going to take out of the design to keep you back in budget? So there's a couple of things that matter. Number one is having a partner who's watching your budget. But number two, having actual construction costs, not throwing these square foot estimates at a design. Say, oh, well, it ought to be about $200 a square foot. Well, what's in the $200? What's not included in the $200? What level of finish is in that $200? So it's really looking at what is the concrete cost. If we make this change in design, how did it change the concrete? How did it change the steel? How did it change the electric? How did it change the HVAC? Mm-hmm. How did it change the plumbing? And going back and evaluating that budget against that design change and giving you a real construction cost to that design change. Mm-hmm. That way you know, as you're designing, hey, we've hit the limit. We can't do anything else in this building. And if we do, that's fine. We need to decide what we're taking out. That's where a good partner should be able to provide you with options, with realistic costs, so that you can make the decisions. Mm-hmm. Man, if we want to put the drive-through on, that's great. What are we going to take out that we've already designed? And here's a couple of options, $60,000, $70,000 options that we can take out of what we've already designed if the drive-through is more important. Hopefully those decisions were made earlier on. Mm-hmm. But as you go through this process, that helps somebody go, oh, well, we can't give that up. So yeah, the drive-through can't. That's why we didn't put the drive-through on when we were earlier on in the design. Right. So it's having a partner who really can provide you with accurate budgeting as you go through this process so that you know you don't over-design the building.
That's part of Master's plan is to come in under budget. I mean, that's something that you say regularly, and you, in order to do that, you have to go through this timeline to really, for I can see now even clearer why you can say we can do that, because if you've done everything from the beginning in the right steps and the right order, then you're going to be able to do that.
That's right. Finishing under budget, something we've been able to do 100% of the time. Wow. For the past 7-8 years now. We finished every project that we've done for the last 8 years under budget. And the reason why mm-hmm. is because we walk churches through this process. Mm-hmm. We take the right steps in the right order. When we come to the design process, mm-hmm. we are looking at the budget over and over and over again. Every design change that we make, everything, when we decide on the floor finishes, we go put the actual cost of those floor finishes into the budget and say, okay, are we still at or under budget for that line item? Mm-hmm. And so as we go through this whole entire process, what we're doing constantly is looking at the whole entire construction budget from the time we have to move dirt until we walk in and have the first service with all the audio, video, and lighting, mm-hmm. with the chairs, with the tables, with the coffee makers, all of those pieces. Are we still within the budgetary parameters of what the church has to spend? And that is so critically important in this process.
And part of that, too, that you mentioned in this completing the design portion is that your partner should provide visuals.
Yes.
What's the value of that?
Well, as we said a little bit earlier, two things happen. Number one is you're seeing a realistic representation of what your finished project is going to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, most people can't look at a floor plan and in their mind turn that into a building. right? And so having the ability to look at a three-dimensional model, having the ability to look at three-dimensional renderings, having the ability even now to 3D virtually walk through your building with 3D, the 3D goggles on and walk through your building, look up and see the ceiling, look down and see the floor, turn to your left and see the children's and turn to your right and see the sanctuary. Wow. All that stuff is available to us now. So we can do that not only for helping those who are making decisions make better decisions, right? Do we like these colors? Is that door going to work there? Is this room big enough? All of those things we can see in proportion and in real, almost real time. Mm. But then the other thing is we can give those tools right on. Pastor can pass those right on to the congregation. And as, again, we're in this capital campaign and fundraising process, we're dripping them with moments of excitement as they see more and more of their building that's being designed. Yes, we're making progress. Yes, we're moving through this process.
And going back to the idea of focusing on the ministry and not just the building, again, this is the why. This is why we're doing all of this. And then coaching from a partner who has been there. Rodney has been a pastor for 20 years. Is that right?
That's right.
And so I love the idea, again, with Rodney's heart as a pastor. He comes alongside you. His team with Master's Plan Church Design and Construction is here for you. And you can contact them. They're based out of Tulsa, serving the entire country. So wherever you're hearing our podcast today, that they are available for you in any part of the country at 918-379-4917. Or you can also go online, have access to all the tools available like Master's Plan University. These are videos that are provided for you. And then also through the other portions of our podcast, we'd love for you to go back and listen from the very beginning because we've been covering the timeline at mpchurchdesignbuild.com. We're going to cover next time we come back, we're going to talk about bids. And this is, again, in the timeline process now that we've come through completing the design, we're going to be talking about bidding. So it's going to be something you definitely won't want to miss. Pastors, we love you. We are here for you. This is exactly why we're doing this. This is Master's Plan Church Design Construction at mpchurchdesignbuild.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for listening today. For questions about your building project, go to our website, mpchurchdesignbuild.com, and click Contact. Master's Plan Church Design and Construction. Let's build the kingdom together.
This has been a Your Story Speaks production. Everyone has a story. Let us help you share yours. Contact us at yourstoryspeaks.com.